Welcome to the Shootin' the Shit Show, Spectacular with Gary. I am Gary. Today in the studio, we have a Shootin' It Network extraordinaire, Mr. Jamie Corrales.
Oh my God, a Shootin' It Network extraordinaire. That's probably the highest of compliments that's ever been given to me. Wow.
The first and only dick face.
So Gary's hosting the show today, is what's happening. Because we couldn't think of what to do, and Gary was very comfortable in my seat in the Shootin' It studio. So I decided, you know what, Gary? Go right ahead.
Yes.
Take the reins episode 98.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Corrales. So tell me, how's your Memorial Day weekend going so far? Do you feel free or what?
Do I feel free? I feel pretty okay.
Pretty okay.
Things have been going well for me as of recent. Wasn't a great weekend, not last week, but the week before.
Really? Would you care to shine some light on
that? Who needs to get into that? You know, we can gloss over that for now. Maybe we'll cover that later in the show after
a
couple more beers.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
But no, things have been going awesome for me. I got contracts for two different shows, which I can happily talk about now. I had to keep things under wraps for a while. I'm going to be doing a new talk show where I have my own segment, which is going to be like movie reviews and whatnot. That's called What's Poppin'. And it got an 8-episode season. So we're getting like a pilot season to see how it does. And if that takes off, if it gets just the right amount of views per episode, then we're good for season 2. And we might get 13 or 21, however many they're going to issue out for that. So that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm going to be doing a voice as a cartoon character. And they're also going to animate me as well, which is pretty interesting.
Really?
I'm excited to see how that comes out. So,
very interesting. It sounds like you've got a lot going on your plate.
I do. In addition to two movies, of course, and a comic book series and a podcast and a web series. And I just have a lot of shit to get to.
Interesting. Jamie, tell me how you manage all this stuff. How are you able to go to work and fit all this into your daily schedule? What are your sleep habits look like?
The answer is quite simple, Gary. I neglect my friends and family, and that's how I get all that done. And I don't sleep. I get like 3 hours a night.
Yeah, I can see that one. Yeah.
But really, I mean, I'm fucking exhausted like 6 days out of the week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you do like drag strips, maybe that'll help you out. Or drink like a gallon of coffee a day.
I do that. I drink like 6 cups a day. And you don't drink coffee, if I recall. Not really.
I drink coffee once in a while.
Quote unquote. Well, actually, I can't say unquote yet. I didn't even quote you. But you said, I only drink coffee if I'm having a bad day.
No, I've never said that. I said I drink coffee once in a while.
I'm calling you a fucking liar on your own show, okay? You're bullshitting right now. You're lying to your audience.
You're
trying to fuck everybody
over. You slimy fuck.
I'm feeling very indignant to that comment.
Well, I hope you do, you dick face. Listen, no, I said I drink coffee rarely. I rarely drink coffee. Rarely, not when I'm having a bad day. If I'm having a bad day, then I just bitch about it. Have you ever tried the illegal narcotic, Molly?
I have not.
You have not?
No, I haven't.
Well, I haven't either, so I guess this article wouldn't really apply to us, but maybe some of our listeners.
Definitely, I'm positive that at least two people listening have done Molly.
Yeah. Two people in the world, you know. Okay, so any of you shitbirds that live in New York, only 13% of the Molly that has been seized in New York actually has MDMA in it.
Very impure.
Yes. You might as well just fucking drink some carpet cleaner. So have fun.
I don't see the appeal of like going to a rave on this shit and you sweat a lot and you just want to hug people and rub yourself against them. Like that doesn't seem all that interesting to me.
It's like new age shit, you know, where like they brainwash people, like, you know, all the subliminal messages and the music that they listen to.
Yeah. And not to mention when you take Molly, that's depriving you of something in the long run. Like you're essentially ripping your happiness, your pineal gland, those magic juices that boost your attitude every
magic
single time.
Juices,
yeah, the magic juices
attitude
of your pineal gland, you know. And then I've talked to people who have taken a lot of Molly in the past.
Would
and
that
like,
be a former host of this show?
No. Although he has maybe dabbled a little bit, but no, I've spoken to people who have taken Molly in the past frequently. And it does affect their attitude in the long run and their moods. So,
what, describe frequently. What is their definition of frequently? Like once a month?
I would say
once every
maybe
4 hours?
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
I would classify that as a frequent user.
Yeah, they've stopped since, but it still fucks them up even years later. So
really?
Yeah, I don't touch that. I'm not interested. Yeah. I stick to beer, and I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, beer makes the world go round. You can make it yourself.
You know what I've...
Buy it in the store.
Yeah, you know what I've also noticed is like a lot of people are like, well, weed is better than alcohol. And it does have its advantages and whatnot. From, you know, speaking purely from a health perspective or an intoxication perspective, you're more likely to drive a car successfully without, you know, crashing into children on weed than you are after, I don't know, 10 beers, of course. But
indeed.
What I have noticed is that people who smoke a lot of weed don't get shit done. They just don't. Their motivation to do things and better themselves, it plummets, you know? And it doesn't happen immediately, but that generally becomes where that person goes, you know? That's their thing. It's like, ah, well, let's do this. And then everything that they're doing winds up suffering as a result. For example, not to throw anybody under the bus here, but old Pally Wally Kenny Dorsley is a great example. He's a great example for this particular case.
He's our poster child right now.
He lost a couple of jobs in the past as a result of his weed smoking.
Let's snap put people's
personal. But he's good business. Now. He's good. He's clean and healthy. And
We don't get his personal business out there.
I'm not. It's not anything he hasn't already talked about on the show.
All right. Well, if he's talked about it, then
he has talked about it a couple of times on Shooting It. So. I'm not breaking ground here, is what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
And he's good now. He's keeping a job. He's a responsible person.
Good. Now, also, to touch on this being productive, you know, a lot of people smoke marijuana who are unproductive are sure. The shitbags of that community. You know, the successful people that smoke weed. But also, I believe it was a Facebook article that you might have shared that... people who masturbate a lot don't get lots of stuff done.
I don't think I did share that. That was not me.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
Maybe you liked it.
I don't think so.
Because I'm pretty sure that's...
I'm not anti-masturbation if that's what you're getting at. But no, I mean, like, yeah, you see certain like bands and whatnot. You see like Seth Rogen or whoever, and they make it... They put out the idea that you can smoke weed and also accomplish shit. But at the same time, you know, you wouldn't see the person who is... working on the great American novel or a screenplay or something. And then all that goes to shit because they're just, they're consumed with smoking weed. And it's not like a very popular opinion because it is considered such like a low standard drug in terms of its effect on people. And I think, you know,
it is still classified as a tier one drug.
Of course. And I'm not trying to say
cocaine and heroin. And
yeah, I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't smoke. Like if you want to do that, by all means. But I don't like this idea that somehow that is superior to, you know, drinking casually or something. You know what I mean? I feel like it does have its own effects that people don't want to ignore because that's looked at as unpopular. But, you know, I've witnessed it myself firsthand. You know, people, they just get lazy and they don't give as much of a shit about things. That's a fact. And if that's how you want to live your life, go ahead. It'll be easier for me. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to skyrocket while you sit on the couch.
And smoke marijuana and fucking jerk off until you can't anymore.
Yeah, well.
Pulling pork. All right. On to the next subject here. So what do you know about all this Deflategate stuff with Tom Brady?
Okay, you got to look, I'm not a sports guy here. Nah, like, I watch the Sox. I don't watch football.
You watch the Sox. All right. Did you watch them last night?
No, I don't watch them like that. I watch them when they're doing well. I'm a fair weather fan.
Fair weather fucking bandwagon bastard.
Exactly. I'm the best kind of fan.
The best kind of fan.
But no, here's what I want to know about Deflategate, okay? Because I don't fully understand it. Like, okay, he deflated the ball, allegedly.
No, he didn't.
He didn't? You're saying he didn't? He did not.
It was the ball boys who texted between each other. You know,
they know this for a fact?
Malarkey, yeah, they pulled up the text. But what they're trying to suspend Tom for 4 games, and mm-hmm. he didn't beat his wife or beat anybody up in a fucking elevator and shit like that. And those guys got, you know, 2-game suspension.
Ridiculous.
Whereas, you know, a guy who has numerous, you know, championship wins and Super Bowl rings and stuff like that, you know, clearly can be the.
It's absurd.
Yeah, it's absurd. But there's no text message from Tom Brady telling these two little shit dicks to deflate the ball.
Well, hold on. I'm actually interested in talking about this real quick because I don't understand what the big deal is, unless it was like the last quarter and they just finished.
Well, no. Supposedly, this is just from what I've heard, just the little stuff that I've looked up on it. Like, I mean, I could be wrong. You know, I very well could be wrong. But supposedly the balls were, you know, under pressure. You know, the regulation right. pressure yeah. in the first half of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots scored a majority of the points in the second half of the game when the balls were supposedly corrected.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah,
it's rather interesting.
I think it's fucking stupid is what I think. I don't know. But I'm not a football fan.
I think
fan.
It's we're always under scrutiny for something. You know, it's like we win a lot.
Yeah, whenever you're at the top of the hill, all eyes are on you. So.
Exactly. But if you're sucking, like any of the New York teams or stuff like that, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, even like the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, I got some friends that are Eagles fans.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I mean,
sorry, guys, your team just sucks.
Yeah.
And so even Miami, too, the Dolphins, you bunch of fucking fish fucks.
Fish fucks. And you want to talk about something a little more ear-catching.
Ear-catching, yes. What do you have, Mr. Corrales?
I don't really have anything. I was expecting you to prep the show.
Toss this idea out there and he...
We went with it.
Yeah.
Now we're here. We're in the middle of it. Well, I mean, we haven't even reached the 15-minute mark yet, but we're already going, so
we
got to keep it going.
We've been talking for a fucking hour. We're not even in 15 minutes.
All right. How about we talk about the fact that... Kenny, our good pal Kenny.
Mr. Dorsley.
He met up with someone quite famous.
Did he really?
He did indeed.
Wow.
He met up with Killer Mike.
Who?
Killer Mike.
Who the fuck is that?
Killer Mike is a well-known rapper.
Well, not, apparently not well-known if I don't
Well,
know
you don't listen
is.
To rap, so.
Yeah, I do.
Who do you listen to?
Classics.
The classics. Well, Biggie, Tupac, what?
Ludacris.
Ludacris is a classic?
Well, I guess. I mean, he's still going nowadays.
Yeah, he's about as classic as Vanilla Ice, okay? Ludacris is shit.
Stop. Collaborate and listen.
Mm.
So,
yeah, no, he said
a
that...
A kid that I went to high school with, we had a pep rally
mm-hmm.
During, like, our senior year of high school.
Yeah.
He fucking sang Ice Ice Baby in the gym at school for the pep rally.
That sounds like Step Brothers.
No, this kid like actually did it. Like he actually sang. He did a pretty good fucking job too.
Oh, did you hear about Vanilla Ice getting arrested for like breaking into someone's home and stealing floodlights or something? I don't know. Something
floodlights.
I don't know.
That's of all things you could steal in a people's
house.
He's
doing pretty well too. He's got his own show on, I think it's TLC or some show like or network like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't
he's okay.
Do like landscaping or some shit like that.
Yeah, he's like a house flipper, I think.
So is that what all these like half-ass, suck-ass, shit new age rappers that are fucking horrible is that they're going to have their own landscaping show?
In 20 years?
Yeah, in 20 years.
Probably.
Because, you know, nobody wants to buy their bullshit music.
I mean, what's MC Hammer doing nowadays? That should
I
be telling.
I thought he was collecting food stamps.
Anyway, back on the subject of Killer Mike and Kenny hanging out.
Hanging out.
They're palling around.
Palling around, huh?
I guess. I don't know.
Are they being buddies?
They're pals. They're good friends. They go back 10 years.
Go back 10 years.
No,
wow,
they don't.
That's a long time.
He met him during Boston Calling, which is this giant concert thing that goes on all weekend. The two had a nice, lovely chat.
Yeah, did they burn one down?
I don't know about that. I don't think so. I don't think Kenny smoked in a while.
I believe that when my shirt turns purple.
good.
No,
I like this impression. Okay.
No, hold on.
New segment, Gary's Impressions. Gary choking through impression.
Now we can edit that one in, so it'll be like...
Yes, that's what we'll do. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I highly doubt it, you fuck.
Obviously, you know, you're not that keen on new age rappers.
Yeah, I mean, why would I listen to garbage that's going to make my ears bleed?
Who don't you like?
I don't like a lot of people, Mr. Corrales.
Well, specifically not brand new, but rappers from the past couple of years who have kind of surfaced and... stolen the spotlight.
We're really not narrowing down anything.
How can I get more specific than that? There's like tons of rappers you can easily say, fuck this guy, or fuck that guy, or I like that guy. Not a big fan of him. You know? Whatever. Who don't you like? You're killing me here, dude.
What am I supposed to
you're
say?
You set me adrift. Anything. I'm asking you a question.
Ask me a question. Yes. Who don't I like?
No one. You love all the rappers.
No, I would not say that.
Don't you dislike Drake?
Don't I dislike Drake? I don't
know. Like, where's this going?
Yeah, you tell me. I think this is going to shit is what it is.
I'm like that too, where I'm like, this is just a terrible episode. This is unusable. I can't even deal with that. And then I edit it, and then I put it up, and people are like, that episode was funny as shit. Why the fuck are you shit-talking it midway through?
What is a touchy subject that'll get people to listen and in turn either hate me or like me?
Feminism,
yeah.
There we go, yeah.
Okay, here's a good one.
We just got back on course. Gary is a renowned feminist. He loves...
I am not.
He's big on feminism.
I am not. I love all people.
Well, here's what I want to know. Because you're not a fan of feminists. But as far as I can tell, you do agree that women should have equal rights to a man.
Yeah. Yeah,
and please don't segue this into, do you believe a woman should be hung like a man?
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Do you believe a woman should be hung like a man? For the fourth time.
I can't believe Kenny went along with that while we were recording, too.
Got you that time, too. I almost got you.
I was, again, intoxicated. And I think in a Chinese restaurant or something. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember the setting. Anyway, it's not important.
The same time we had you had crab rangoons there?
I took one bite of a crab rangoon because I was just... I didn't eat that day. And I decided, you know what? I think I'll have a mixed drink at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever time it was.
One drink.
Yeah,
one
with three different types of alcohol.
Drink. Right? Oh, okay. One drink.
And again, at the time, I did not drink as much as I currently do. I drink every hour on the hour nowadays.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Is that a...
I don't have a problem.
Bud Light Limes? Is yes. That, you mean you've built up an incredible tolerance to alcohol? Bud Light Lime.
Now, stop trying to skirt the issue. You hate women, clearly. Now, what I want to know is...
I hate women. I love women.
Okay, well, here's what I do want to know, though. You don't like feminists.
Hey, you know what?
But you're in favor of equal rights toward women.
What do you mean? Let me tell you a joke here.
Okay.
You want to hear a joke? Women's rights. I'm kidding. Boo. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I'm genuinely interested. What is your whole take on this?
My whole take is feminism. I think it has to do with body weight. Girls, the bigger you are, the more chances are that you are a feminist.
I can't tell if you have a genuine vitriol toward feminists or if it's just they bug you and you agree with their general statement or what. Like, I want to know, what is your take on it?
What do you mean, what is my take on it?
Feminists strongly believe that men and women should be equal in all forms in life.
Sure.
In jobs.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah. They can be equal as long as they pass the same test that a man takes.
Fair enough.
If it is completely all across the board, like say there's a test where you got to carry a fucking 5-gallon bucket of paint, you know, up a flight of stairs.
Okay.
You know, in situations like that, I mean, there should be one test. And also, you shouldn't have to put male or female and shit like that.
Bottom line, then, you agree that they should be treated equal.
For the most part.
What is for the most part, though?
For the most part. If it is the same test to get in anywhere, the same interview, the same style questions, they're not going to ask you different shit just because you're a woman or a guy, then yes, that should be equal. But if there's going to be a female version that is not as hard as the male version, then fuck that.
See?
That's not equal.
I agree with that in certain sentiments. Like, for example, the qualifications it takes to be a fireman. Now, I read recently that they lowered the standard for female firefighters. And I don't agree with that. When it comes to people's lives, especially, it should be 100% equal across the board, male or female. But I'm not opposed to affirmative action type things. Because I think in the long run, that does serve a greater purpose. And... for example, like 4 years ago, I was like kind of iffy on it. Like I didn't know how to feel about something like affirmative action. But that was because I misunderstood the general goal of it, which is by getting people who may not normally get into these positions. Like, for example, we'll just reduce it to like colleges or whatever. If you boost the African-American standard, I can't believe I just used that term, black people. If you increase the standard, like the whatever amount, get into a certain kind of college, then that will also have an effect on the general environment. And naturally, people will have more faith in themselves. It'll boost their confidence. And it'll bring up that whole section of people in the long run. In the short term, you know, you're looking at it like, well, this one white kid had better scores than this one black kid. And that's fucked up. He should have got in over him. But when you look at it from a wider perspective, it's generally improving society as a whole. So that's how I feel about it. When it comes to saving lives, bar none, you go with the best people available for the job.
Hands down, there should be no argument there. Because all those people who want to say, oh, you know, we'll lower the standards to get, you know, other people in, you know, okay, lower the standards and have those motherfuckers come to your house when your house is on fire or somebody's breaking into your house. Then we'll see how you feel about it. For those kind of positions, there should be one test and one test only. You don't fill out your race and you don't fill out your sex, period.
Yeah.
It should go to the highest score and the most qualified person, not based on their sex or their race.
Yeah, as soon as you include that on the form or whatever the hell you have to fill out, you may encounter some kind of prejudice. It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Shouldn't matter if the person's Asian, if they're black, if they're white, whatever. That has no place on whatever test that has to be done.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, for any tests that you take to get a job or, you know, college tests or whatever, you know, if they have you fill out, you know, race or entrance exams or shit, fuck that. Don't put your race. Don't put your sex.
Just check other. That's all. Just
yeah. Check cover. Other. I'm a fucking alien. Whoop-de-fucking-doo.
Well,
that didn't go...
This took a very socially conscious turn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how I, like, really feel about it.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not racist and I'm not sexist, you know? But when it comes to shit like that, fuck all the politically correct bullshit. There should be one test and one test only. Race doesn't matter, nor does sex. I want to start over because now.
We already did like 30 minutes, so we got to include that.
Fuck that 30 minutes. We'll make it better.
Go, just go.
Good evening, Shooting It listeners. My name
is... The poster clearly says shooting. There's no G.
Okay, all right.
Shooting apostrophe it. Want me to do it? Want me to lead you in?
Shut the fuck up.
Welcome to Shooting It with Gary Miller. No. Oh, don't tap the mic.
I'm going to do it. I just want a second of silence so it's easier for
you.
Don't
talk about it. Just do it.
Okay. Nike. Good evening, Shooting It listeners. Tonight, I am your special host,
yes,
Gary.
Oh, I talked too soon. You got to start over. Go ahead.
What the fuck?
Start over.
Good evening, Shooting It listeners. Tonight, I am your special guest host, Gary. This will be a Shooting the Shit with Gary episode. I am Gary.
You know, I think we got that the first time you said you were Gary.
No shit. And in the studio with us, we have
a Stephen Yee. A Shooting It extraordinaire.
That would have been perfect. You wouldn't have had to edit nothing out. As you coming in like that. And I was like, no shit. Damn it. Can we try that again?
Yeah, good. Fuck. What do we do? As many takes as you need. Go ahead.
All right. Just don't interrupt me until like you did.
Whatever.
Like
yeah, that'll just go.
Good evening, Shooting It listeners. I am Gary. Tonight is your special day.
Your special day. You don't say. Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
You don't say. God damn it. You fucked me up. That first one was good. All right. Here we go. All right. Good evening, Shooting It.
Take eight.
Good evening, Shooting It listeners. My name is Gary. Tonight, I'm your special guest host on Shooting the Shit with Gary. Tonight, in the studio, we have a fucking Shooting It Network extraordinaire, Mr. Jamie Corrales.
I think that was good.
You think that was good?
Yeah. That'll be great.
You kind of fucked it up.
It's okay. It's
you
okay.
Asshole. All right.
So, Gary, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I think I'm asking the questions.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. We're starting over from scratch.
No. This is going to be in the show.
All right. All right. Well, get to the questions, sir.
Don't fucking tell me how to live my life.
Let me look at that prep sheet. Yeah. You have like a racing flag.
You want to see my fucking
some
doodles?
Flames? That's.
They're not flames. They're like lines.
Oh.
Pouring salt on the wound till it dies.
Gary, how is your love life?
I was pretty good until Tuesday, and then I...
do you want to talk about that? I think that would be a very interesting story to share on air.
Actually, you know what? I don't think we're going to talk about this one.
You sprained your ankle, right? Yeah. You fucked it up doing adult aerobics.
Yeah.
Moving on. So
shut the fuck up. We're not moving on anyway.
No, we're moving on. It's good. It's okay. We're not going to talk about the fact that... all right, well...
Listen.
Uh-oh, the headphones come off.
I didn't tell her that it was, like, in her bed that, like, my mishap happened.
Okay.
Like, those goddamn frames. Like, sure. Fucking... Like, I felt like they bent and wrapped around my foot, and then when I went to go fucking move, it was like, blah, blah.
Blah, blah. What kind of injury is that? Did you get that checked out by anybody?
I have not gone to a doctor yet. I'm trying to refrain from going to a doctor.
Yeah, I try to do that as well because I have no health insurance.
I have health insurance, but you know what? I'm not a fan of like going there and them telling me, oh, just ice it and elevate it, you know, nothing's wrong. Mm-hmm. So I just paid you $150 fucking dollars to tell me something that I've been doing for the past 3 days.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. But when this is...
I warned you about that chair. Let's talk about things that we can get into then. Yes. For starters, you have a reoccurring spot on the Hutchcast. We can talk about that. You're a co-star. You're in the credits. That's a thing. You can put that on your IMDb now. Your resume is...
Yeah, I'm not fucking paying $17 a month, though.
Well, that'd be IMDb Pro. You're still on IMDb, even though...
Well, how do I get it, like, put a picture of me on...
Again, IMDb Pro. They're fucking pricks about that, okay?
Yeah, so clearly you know, I don't know about this shit.
Well, I mean, you just only recently got inducted into the whole world of film and series and podcasts, etc. through me.
Why? You are so gracious, my master.
I know, yeah. But no, IMDb Pro is total shit when it comes to that. It's like, well, you know, you want to look... like a professional actor or something, filmmaker, whatever. You just want to still...
You know how like people get their like senior pictures taken? Should I get a picture like that? Should I have like a little...
Like a headshot? Yeah.
Yeah, like a little fucking... One of those little chihuahuas that's in like a purse kind of thing. It's like a Paris Hilton kind of picture.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about.
God, that chair. Anyway, I mean... You can do that, or you could just put up like a still shot from whatever TV series, movie that you happen to be featured in. People do both.
Take 497.5.
You're not going to do another introduction of the show, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Here I am in the studio. I can't rap.
I'm enjoying just watching you kind of melt down. As you don't know where to take the show.
No, you know what? I think I know where to take the show, but if you...
Then go in that direction. Go where your gut leads you.
All right, I know, you know what? Let's have one more restart.
Can we just get right to a topic instead of doing the whole introduction?
I want it to sound like it's actually decent.
It is decent. It's perfectly fine.
It's perfectly shit is what it is.
To get back onto your love life, though, we'll get on that. We don't have to talk about your injury.
If it adds so much complication to this stuff, we're not live, are we?
We are not live.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, you have been frequenting like dating sites and stuff. Who hasn't? It's the 21st century. Yeah. How's that gone for you?
I would say it's very successful. I did a little bit in Florida. I mean, it worked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean.
Now, in Florida, I would imagine that things are probably a bit easier. You don't have as... it's a different crowd is what I'm getting at. I'm not saying anything is... No? I'm wrong? About even?
Yeah, even I mean, maybe a little... Actually, I don't want to say easier.
I mean, Florida's bigger. It's more of a party state than Massachusetts. I mean, yeah, I would just assume that that's...
I was in Florida. It was like a fucking vacation the whole time I was there. It just sucked that I had to work.
You did spend about 10 years in Florida.
8.
Excuse me. And then you came back to Massachusetts. What has the difference been between the two for you, socially?
Socially, I find myself pretty fucking bored a lot.
How about in Florida?
I didn't tend to have that problem.
Now, do you think that's nostalgia taking hold? Were you bored in Florida? And when you look back, it's like, oh, well, you know, our brighter days were in the past.
Well, hold on, what?
Do you think that nostalgia may be warping your perspective on how you view your time spent in Florida?
You know, when I first got there, I fucking hated the place. I hated it And I hated that it was so fucking hot and that I was away from everything that I just been like kind of got going my way, you know?
Yeah. What can we set up your situation real quick? Before you moved to Florida, you had spent your entire life in Quincy, or at least Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
So you had all your friends here. Yeah. You just started high school, freshman year. Uh-huh. You're good. You have 3 years of school left. Uh-huh. You have tons of social connections.
Uh-huh.
And then out of the blue, hey, I'm moving to Florida in like a month. I didn't even believe you at first. I was like, okay, yeah, all right, yeah, okay. Because it was like a Kenny situation where I was like, oh, I'm moving to Florida. I'm moving to Brockton in 2 weeks. Okay, yeah, sure.
His story was like, the fuck?
That was completely
just moving in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And even when he moved to Florida, I was like, oh, it was all quick. Your thing was quick too, but it was more like the, you had a little bit longer than a month. I think it was like the beginning of the summer the middle of the summer.
It was the end of summer.
Okay.
Like, just like right before school started.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was August.
And then you find out you're taking off.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're heading south.
What the fuck?
That was completely out of the blue. Again.
Yeah, like I did everything in my power to like stay up here.
I didn't even believe it until I think your mom or Derek or somebody said that. And I was like, whoa, fuck. Who am I going to hang with now? Because I had no friends basically that I hung out with aside from you. So sophomore year rolls around and I'm like, fuck, I got to do something. I got to think quick. And luckily I integrated myself with like the whole Sam Hardy, Kavi group. Which
How did that work out for you?
Like, I don't keep in touch with anyone I went to high school with. Germantown people included, aside from you, but I don't even count that really because you were only there for freshman year.
Eyes got out.
Yeah.
Eyes got out of the hood.
That's how that went. Then Kenny came back right after high school ended, I believe. He came back for a week, and that was a really interesting week, I think. And then after that, it was like, oh, well, I'm back for good.
He just comes back. He's like, yeah.
He comes and he goes. He disappears, but now I think he's stuck. I think he'll be here quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, he's got something like an 18-year sentence at least.
Not necessarily. I have heard rumblings that they may have been checking out places in South Carolina.
South Carolina,
wow. I don't
know
why anyone would want to move there. But yeah, Kenny and his family, his family, that's still weird to think about.
Funny, I don't see...
they've considered it.
Yeah, I believe one person who wears the pants in that relationship has considered it. I don't think it would be Kenny, because Kenny's more of like a shorts and a t-shirt kind of guy.
I don't know. We'll see how that goes, but I'm not banking on anything really big happening.
Yeah, I mean, I could see.
I would see another kid happening before me.
I do not want to think about parenthood.
You don't think there's any little Garys running around out there?
I really hope that there isn't. That I don't get a fucking knock on my door someday.
From Florida. That'll be the thing that'll draw you back. Hey, you know, these twins over here, they belong to you.
By the way, Jamie, I'm moving back to Florida. What the fuck?
What the fuck happened?
It's like being on probation, you know? I just pay a lot of fucking money. I really can't do what I want to do, and I'll be miserable.
See, I think the reason why people around our age have kids is because they lack faith in themselves to do anything meaningful. Like, they lose confidence in themselves to get shit done, to get things accomplished. So they think, all right, well, this is the reset button. Boom, let me raise a good kid. I'll feel proud of myself, and maybe they can accomplish the things that I haven't.
Yeah. I mean, maybe later on in life I might, you know, consider having a kid. I would just hope that I maybe get the child into sports. And
sports?
Yeah.
What kind of sport? Like, lacrosse would be a good sport to get into?
Sure. I mean, they don't really pay much for the majors.
Badminton?
Yeah, badminton. Yeah, badminton, you know.
All the major ones.
Bocce, yeah, we'll get him into bocce.
Actually going to be a bowling fanatic.
Bowling, yes. Like, nobody goes bowling anymore. You know what's fun?
What?
Going bowling and drinking, like, 5 pitchers of beer. And maybe doing a couple shots of, you know, your assorted alcohol.
Mm.
Then it no longer, nobody gives a fuck, you know, how many pins you knock down. It's like, okay, who can throw the ball the fastest? You know?
Yeah.
Like a gauge, like how many miles per hour you can throw a ball.
In the city, there's a lot of places where you can bowl and also drink. Like, they have a bar attached.
Yeah,
and that's
Boston
never,
Bowl.
That's never made sense to me. Because you have a bunch of belligerent drunk people wandering around with these fucking heavy bowling balls, tossing them down the alley. Like, on one hand, it makes it more difficult. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, some asshole could fucking knock some kid's teeth out just into a family of 4. Boom. go get some reconstructive surgery done. You know what I mean? It seems really not well thought through.
I think that is unfounded, sir.
You don't think that's happened? Someone has let off a ball and fucking hit somebody with it?
What the fuck would the little kid be doing in the lane?
The person is drunk, okay? They might have blacked out or something. It could have just been into a fucking table. Like, they don't even know where they're trying to pitch the goddamn
so
thing.
So you're telling me they just turn around and they hit a little fucking Suzy Q?
Some asshole drank 19 beers, okay? 19 they pregame beers, before they went to the bar.
Oh, wow.
And then they killed maybe like 1.5 more just to put them over the edge. And then they go bowling, of course, because that's what people do. They put on their shoes and they grab the bowling ball and they do that stupid fucking twirl around in a circle and go whack. And instead of going down
the
lane.
Where the fuck have you been bowling that they twirl the ball around?
Denmark.
You sure they're bowling or not? Like,
absolutely. Point is, another kind of all of a sudden, sport hits the mother in the head. Cracks her head open. She's dying on the lane. You know, the father is crying. He doesn't know what to do. The kids are all confused. What the fuck is happening? Nobody knows. Someone calls an EMT, but they're like a mile out because that city's hospital got shut down. Nobody knows how the fuck to handle this situation. And then all of a sudden, mom's dead. Night is ruined.
This
it happened. I was there. I was the guy.
You were that. You were the guy.
Yes, that was me. That was me and my family.
I feel like we should go plant like 4 or 5 trees apiece to like replace the oxygen that we have like stolen from everybody else.
There are people that, you know, we're gonna have at least 1,000 people listen to this, you know.
I really hope that
that's good. That's how they're spending their time. They're gonna put in their earbuds and they're gonna be like, oh, this is gonna be a quality episode. You know, Chris Hansen was a big get. How are they gonna follow this one up? It's gotta be something good, right? Right?
They're gonna be like, Jamie, I will never listen to Shooting It Again.
Yeah, I'm going to lose 1,000 listeners is what's going to happen.
So this could hurt you more.
After this episode, we're going to hit episode 99. And I got to have a good guess for 100. I have to have like a mind-blowing potential A-lister for that. That has to be out of the park, insane good. Gary's just scribbling right now. It looks like he's playing with a coloring book.
I'm not scribbling.
What are you making over there?
I'm going to make some origami.
Wow. That's how this episode went. It ends with Gary making origami. That's fantastic. I like that.
All right, it's been fun, listeners. Go fuck yourselves, Jamie. Go fuck yourself, Gary. Out.
See you next week.
3, 5, 0, 1, 2, 5, go. I was there in the backstage. This life came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults, but I could see all the faintness.